Big Red Bench. Saturday and Sunday from 6 p.m. Cork's new Red FM.
Coming up on the show this evening.
It was nice to get four goals and clean sheet. All we can do is try and keep the pressure on. And, you know, the lads have been outstanding this year. And look what it goes on to next Friday. And we're pushing to next Friday, so we'll see how we get on there.
Reaction and analysis after Cork City's big win over UCD as the title race continues into the final few games. We're keeping an eye on Ireland and Gibraltar as well as we lead 3-0 at halftime at the Aviva. And it's an absolutely huge weekend in Gaelic games.
We know what we're in for. It's going to be an absolute battle to the absolute end. 2010 county final ran us to the bitter end.
They're a super club, they're a super team. They're the best team in Cork in the last 6 or 7 years, you know, so we know what we're facing.
We'll hear from SARS and the Glen ahead of the Senior Championship final and preview the Premier Intermediate clash of Newcestown and Ballyea. That's all between now and 7 on the Big Red Bench. How are you getting on, folks? Lisa Lawler here with you, flying solo on the bench this evening, but looking forward to a busy show with a lot to get through. If you want to get in touch with me, any of your sporting musings, you can text 0868 104 106. You can tweet at Big Red Bench, or you can check us out on Facebook there as well. Big Red Bench up on facebook.com/Big Red Bench. Loads of ways to get in touch. Competition on the show tonight. You can use any of those contact details to get in the draw. A pair of tickets to give away to the Cage Kings Fighting Extravaganza presented by Siam Warriors at Neptune Stadium on November 1st. John Wayne Parr, the legendary Australian fighter, he's going to be in attendance on the night. We spoke to Greg Hart and Shane O'Neill on the show last week about their involvement, and we're going to hear from Barry O'Connor actually tomorrow evening as well. But to win, I'm going to keep it very, very simple. To find your way into the draw, just text Siam Warriors and your name, age and address to 086 8 104 106. If you're listening online, you're somewhere near Twitter, you can tweet us too with your details there. Just tweet and say you want to be in the draw and you can win a pair of tickets to the Siam Warriors show in Neptune Stadium on November 1st. More on that in a little while. Before we delve into Cork City's big win last night over UCD, I just want to round up today's sporting action. As we said, the live football action at the Aviva Stadium, Ireland and Gibraltar in their Euro 2016 qualifier. It's half time there and Ireland are leading 3-0. Robbie Keane secured a hat-trick inside 18 minutes there of play, 12-minute hat-trick actually, bringing his international tally to 65, and he's now scored more goals than anyone in Euro qualifiers at 21, and he's the 12th joint highest scorer at international level of all time. So he's just looking to break loads of records there this evening. Lots more to come, I'd imagine, in the 45 minutes, the latter half. Cork's David Myler's included in the starting 11 there too. He's playing it right back this evening, so keeping an eye on how he progresses. No place in the matchday squad for Brian Lenihan, but it has been an absolutely unreal week for him getting the call-up. Scotland are playing host to Georgia. That match is still scoreless, underway since the same time. At 7.45, Germany are going to Poland, and elsewhere this evening, Northern Ireland are playing host to the Faroe Islands in Group B, with kick-off at Windsor Park at 7.45. In rugby then, Leinster have beaten Zebre 20 points to 3 in the Guinness Pro 12. Ian Madigan with a try, a conversion and a brace of penalties. Luke McGrath added a second half try converted by Jimmy Gopperth. While Ulster are hosting an unbeaten Glasgow Warriors side at Kingspan Stadium, Glasgow went ahead 3-0, but Ulster have gained control there now on their home ground, leading 9-6. So it looks like they could end Glasgow's unbeaten run and hopefully get a clean sweep for the Irish provinces this weekend. A good win for Munster over Scarlets last night, so carrying that form that beat Leinster last weekend through to this weekend, which is what we really wanted to see ahead of the Champions Cup in a couple of weeks. And Connacht beat Treviso as well away, so a good result for the Westerners. In Gaelic games, St Val's are defending their Ladies Football Senior Championship title this evening. Mourne Abbey are providing the opposition as they aim for their first senior win. They're underway in CIT since 5:30, and the latest we have from that is that the sides are level at 3 points apiece. Milford are through to the Senior Camogie Championship final next weekend after their semi-final action at Castle Road today. The first semi-final, a very one-sided affair as Milford dismantled St Catherine 6-12-1-7 to continue the defence of their title. The other semi-final saw Ballincollig come from behind and against Inishgar, and the sides have drawn level at 2-8-1-11, so they'll have to replay. There's one Red FM Senior Hurling League quarter-final this evening. Middleton and Blackrock are clashing in Ballincollig, where that's a 7 o'clock throw-in. In golf, the Portugal Masters has been reduced to 54 holes due to the continuing bad weather on the Algarve. All second rounds are now complete and Alexander Levy of France leads the way on 18 under, three clear of Nicolas Coulthard. Felipe Aguilar was the big mover of the day. His 64 moved him into contention on 13 under. Michael Hoey's best of the Irish on 10 under par, while Shane Lowry's 5 under. In Formula 1 news, World Championship leader Lewis Hamilton has qualified on pole for tomorrow's Russian Grand Prix. So that's your roundup of, in terms of a couple of things live that we'll keep you updated on throughout the show this evening, and some results from earlier on today. But waiting for the second half to get back underway, Ireland and Gibraltar at the Aviva Stadium. Robbie Keane with three goals in the first half there to see Ireland in a very comfortable position. But us being Irish football fans will want to see an awful lot more in the second half ahead of going to Germany on Tuesday night. But it's back to League of Ireland soccer we're going to go to now, and the SSE or Tricity League Premier Division title is still very, very much in the balance. Cork City beating UCD 4-0 last night thanks to goals from Ross Gaynor, Billy Dennehy and a brace from Gary Buckley, while Dundalk beat Athlone 3-0. Rob Lyons of punditarena.com was in Dublin last night and joins us shortly to give us his analysis. But first we're going to get the post-match reaction he got last night, and let's hear from City boss John Caulfield.
You know, we knew coming up here that it was a this has been a difficult venue for Cork over the years, you know, because there's lack of atmosphere and stuff. So it was up to us to make sure that we didn't get look anywhere else, that we didn't look at forward or anything like that. And I thought we did a great job, started very well, got a super first goal, obviously got the penalty, 2-0 up at half time. We were fairly comfortable, and obviously then was sent off. But it was nice to get four goals and clean sheet, and all we can do is try and keep the pressure on. And you know, the lads have been outstanding this year, and look, it goes on to next Friday, and we're pushing to next Friday, so we'll see how we get on it. Get on there. As I keep saying, it's you can't, or I can't look at elsewhere. I can't get my players to look elsewhere, then you lose your focus. Most important thing is we came here, a difficult venue. We played very well from the start of the match, and we won comprehensively 4-0. And that's all I can ask for. And at the end of the day, you know, it's as we said, it's in Dundalk's hands. And, you know, fair play if they keep winning. Good luck.
Will you go to Oriel Park Monday? You've just done a scouting mission with the last game of the season,
I won't. I won't, because if it was early in the season, maybe not at this stage, because look, I know all I need to know about Dundalk if it comes to it, and I, you know, that's really it. I don't need to go, and it's on TV and I can watch it on TV and relax.
John, you said during the week that it was going to be one of your most difficult games. Were you kind of surprised, or do you think 30 goals really helped that?
I know, because you see, it was a more it's a difficult game if you're not focused and tune in. And to be fair to the lads, right from the start, we were at it. We looked solid. We looked good. We were very bright. We created a few early chances. We didn't score. Ross got a great goal. And then, no, I suppose like what I felt about earlier in the week, that we need to start well. And I felt once we scored the first goal in, you know, it was going to suit us, and that's the way it proved. And but sometimes you come to venues like this and you take it for granted, and you're in a match where like we were at home, 1-0 down after 10 minutes. So that's what we were trying to prevent, and thankfully it was a good solid performance.
Cork City boss John Caulfield reacting after his side's 4-0 win last night. Gary Buckley secured a brace, bringing his tally to 11 goals this season, 9 of which have come in the league. And he gave Rob and the Assemble media his thoughts after last night's win.
Recently, in the last 6-8 weeks, we haven't really done well. We've obviously conceded a goal and then we're chasing the game. And last week against Drogheda, we played well. We ended up playing well the whole game. And we the game. And John said that at the start of this game, that we have to play well from the start, and we have a great chance of winning. We did that again this week. Simply don't settle on your morals. We need more goals, and especially you've got to keep that clean sheet and tackle those, you're going to be in trouble, especially them down 10 men. We want more goals and keep the ball and play well. Even though we have a game in hand, we're still level on points, and down, still have a game to play, and there's still points to be won. So we're going to keep going to the end, and we still keep following their tails, and hopefully they'll slip up towards the end.
Now, obviously I'm pleased. That's where I'm supposed to be in the box trying to get goals, and I'm happy with always my goals tonight.
Yeah, my role is obviously to get goals and support Marky and assists, obviously, but yeah, we're by chance that's our season if you offer me that. But there's still two games to go, so hopefully I might get another one or two. Hopefully Rose can do us the job, because they have something left for us well in Europe, so hopefully now they'll jump up to us, and then we'll have a big game towards the end of the season.
That's Gary Buckley speaking after Cork City's win last night. Good news from the Aviva. Ireland are now leading Gibraltar 5-0. The action wasn't long underway before James McLean got the fourth for Ireland, and Yeah, the fourth for Ireland on the 46th minute, while Perez, the Gibraltar goalkeeper, has just scored an own goal, and Ireland are now leading Gibraltar 5-0. So a shocker of a night for Gibraltar, but this is what we want to see. We want to see Ireland doing well tonight, putting plenty of goals on the score sheet in terms of goal difference. It could have an impact, but it's more interesting to see how Ireland will perform in this game. Can they commit to the entire performance, the entire 90 minutes, and show some good attack in football? They seem to be so far 5 goals on the board. Any of you with any thoughts on tonight's match for Ireland, you can get in touch 0868 104 106, tweet at Big Red Bench on Twitter, or you can get in touch on Facebook too. But back to City now, and we've heard from John Caulfield and Gary Buckley. Rob Lyons of PunditArena.com joins me now in studio to talk more about this. Rob, it was one of the easier ones to watch. It was good.
It was very good, yeah. I mean, you know, City were kind of dominant for the whole game, really. You know, there wasn't too many threats from UCD, to be honest. They had one or two chances in the second half. There was a chance by Conor Cannon, just went over the bar, but City were really on top. And, you know, the two early goals, I think, really settled City down, and that got rid of any nerves that were already there. And I think, you know, they probably knew from then they were going to go on and win the game.
Tell us about the goals then, and as you say, the early goals. Where did they come in the match? Who scored them? How did they play out?
Well, there was one after 30 minutes, I think it was, from Ross Gaynor, a brilliant 30-yard strike. It was absolute peach of a goal. Went into the top right-hand corner. You know, the UCD defence backed off, and it was just a simple, well, I wouldn't say it was simple, it was a long range shot, and it went into the top right hand corner. And then a penalty came just before the half hour mark, I think it was, and Billy Denny, he slotted it away just past the keeper, but
did the business
that really settled things down. Then
and Gary's goals,
yeah, brilliant. You know, he's kind of almost a second striker in the team. You know, he's more of an attacking midfielder, but he really works well off Marco Sullivan up top. And you know, he got in off a flick on for the first goal, and then the second one was just, you know, two tappings. You know, he said it himself after the game, there were two tappings, but you know, they all count, and it really helps City, you know, get a bit of confidence. You know, it's a big away win, even if it's against UCD. You know, they hadn't beaten them by more than one goal already this season, so it's a big win for them.
And at this stage in the season, of course, did the defence have much to do? Mark McNulty have many saves to make?
He didn't really, to be honest. He had quite enough night, you know. I mean, he's, and anything he did have to do, he handled well. There was one punch, I remember, in the first half, and that was, you know, it was kind of tough for him to deal with. But besides that, really, he didn't have much to do. He kind of put off the UCD player, Cannon, again when he went in on goal. But besides that, he really had a quiet night. And Dan Murray and Darren Dennehy as well, in centre back, were very solid. There was no panic on the ball or anything. I mean, there was a lot of balls came in, and Dan Murray just took a touch and passed it out wide. You know, I mean, UCD really needed to put more pressure on the ball for City to, you know, to have any chance of conceding a goal.
At this stage in the season now, it's all about getting the points, and I don't think anyone really cares. But last night was just a really good win, and I suppose how they set up doesn't really matter either with a 4-0 win.
No, it doesn't. And I suppose, in a way, you know, John even alluded to it, psychologically it was one of the toughest games, because there's not much of a crowd, there's not much of an atmosphere up in Belfield, and that was going to be a tough thing for the players to handle when you consider in Turner's Cross there's 4,000 or 5,000 people coming to games now. And the game against UCD, there's going to be, you know, John said it himself during the week, that there's going to be no problem raising the players for that game, because, you know, it's probably going to be close enough to a sellout if the league is still there. But of course, there's a lot to be decided this week with Dundalk.
Yeah, that's it. Dundalk and Pahuvan, again, a thorn in every other League of Ireland club side. With two goals last night, they beat Athlone 3-0. So, yeah, it all comes down to Shamrock Rovers doing us a favour on Monday night.
It does. I, to be honest, I think Monday night is going to be where the league will be decided. I think Shamrock Rovers are going to have to do City a favour. You know, they still have something to play for. They're 7 points behind Pass at the moment, but they still could catch them. And you know, for Bray as well, they're playing Dundalk on Friday, but I think it's probably going to be Shamrock Rovers are going to have to get a result. And under Fennin, they have improved, so you never know.
The thing about the League of Ireland, though, is we're lucky in a sense that Shamrock Rovers do have something to play for, because clubs don't do each other favours in this competition. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly,
so
yeah,
Shamrock Rovers thankfully have something to play for.
Yeah, that's it exactly. I mean, every team, no matter what position they're in this league, I mean, if you get, you know, a point or even 3 points, you could jump a few places, you know, even at this stage of the season. And, you know, even for UCD, they still have a lot to play for, because they're only second from bottom. And, you know, I was expecting maybe a bit more of a fight, but I suppose the two early goals helped. But then, you know, equally Shamrock Rovers have something to play for, because, you know, they were knocked out of the cup, you know, they're after losing a bit of confidence there, so they probably want to get a win back on the board, you know, to give their fans something anyway, you know.
You were saying there was a good crowd of the Rebel Army supporters up in Dublin last night.
There was, yeah, and I suppose it was to be expected, I suppose, at this stage of the season.
Yeah.
Usually UCD wouldn't be too much of a popular fixture, but to be fair to the fans, there was, you know, chanting throughout the game. Even when, you know, in the last 20 minutes it was kind of just fading away to a 3-0 win, but you know, Gary Buckley stepped up again, and you know, that got the fans going again, and as the players went off the pitch, it was a great atmosphere. Yeah.
You know, even if we don't see Dundalk slip up on Monday night, as you said, stuff could still happen the following Friday night, and Turner's Cross next Friday night should be really, really good.
I think it should, and even if Dundalk absolutely hammer Shamrock Rovers, I think, you know, this year is well above the level of what people expected, what anyone in Ireland expected. So I think the players and the management deserve, you know, a big crowd on Friday, because it's been a brilliant season, and you know, getting European football as well, that adds more excitement to next season. You know, some people might see it as more of a distraction, but you know, if John Caulfield can bring in a few signings, you never know how far you can go in Europe.
Yeah, it's been brilliant, and John has said that, you know, from earlier, a couple of weeks back, he might have said, you know, he talked a lot about exceeding expectations, and, you know, if he'd got this position at the start of the season, he'd said he'd have taken it.
Yeah.
But now, here we are, with two games left, Dundalk, three games left, and still very, very much in it. You just never know. It's brilliant.
It is, it's fantastic, and, you know, no one really expected it to go this far. I mean, it was every single week, you know, pundits were saying, no, you know, City are going to drop off.
And that's really, I think, annoying everyone down here, that nationally it's kind of like, the pesky Cork side are still in there, you know, bothering Dundalk, and it's just waiting for Dundalk to do the business.
Exactly. I think it was just upsetting people's predictions, and to be honest, it upset my own predictions as well. But I still wanted them to do well, you know. I mean, like, you know, third or fourth place probably would have kept, you know, John contented. But obviously, at this stage of the season, with two games to go, you know, Dundalk have three, and, you know, Shamrock Rovers could be a banana skin for them. You absolutely want to go for the title now, you know, especially with European football. You know, that's another, like, distraction, you know, it's boxed off now, you know, you can forget about that, and they can go for the title now.
Well, the dream is still alive. We look forward to next Friday night, and a very close eye on Monday night's action as well for Dundalk. Rob Lyons of punditarena.com, thanks for coming in.
Thanks very much, Lisa.
All right, if anybody made the journey up to Dublin last night and wants to give us a shout, let us know what you thought of the performance. You can text us 0868 104 106, or tweet at Big Red Bench. But for now, Monday night, let's keep an eye on Dundalk and look forward to Bowes visiting Turner's Cross next Friday night. As I said there with Rob, should be a really, really cracking atmosphere down there next Friday night. The last home game of the season, and crucial ahead of the final game against Dundalk, but hopefully there'll still be an awful lot to play for. Anyway, just looking at the Ireland and Gibraltar match at the Aviva Stadium, Ireland now leading Gibraltar 7-0. We just can't keep up with it. There's goals coming thick and fast here. As I mentioned, I think the last time I spoke to you, it was 5-0. McLean has since added a second goal, so he has a brace now. And Wes Houlihan added the seventh there lately. So David Ford has just brought off a save from a Gibraltar corner. He's just taken another one from a corner into the hands, and he's making a clearance now. So well able to control Anthony that's coming down through the Irish defence, but would be disappointing to see Gibraltar get a goal, but it's all Ireland now, and it's about looking forward to the Germany game. So somebody say on Twitter that the Irish fans at the Aviva are chanting that they want 10 goals, so with 60 minutes on the clock, 30 minutes of action to go, you never know, we could get a few more goals. But we are turning our attention to Gaelic games now, and before we talk about tomorrow's big doubleheader at Páirc Uí Chaoimh, just an update on the Ladies Football Senior Championship final. It's St Val's taking on Moornabbey and CIT since 5:30, so they've hit half time there, and it's the defending champion St Val's who are leading Moornabbey 7-5 there. So as the second half gets back underway, we'll keep you updated. Now, turning our attention to Gaelic games, in the action tomorrow in Páirc Uí Chaoimh. Shortly we'll have a big preview of the Senior Hurling Championship final clash of Sarsfields and Glen Rovers. But first we're going to look at the opening game tomorrow. Newcestown and Ballyhea contest the 2014 Premier Intermediate Hurling Championship final at Páirc Uí Chaoimh. A first ever final at this level for Newcestown. While Ballyhea, who spent a number of years competing at senior level, last played in the Intermediate final in 1980. We've spoken to both camps ahead of this tie, and first Rory Horgan spoke with Newcestown manager Eugene Desmond.
Yeah, there's a great buzz around the new stone at the moment. You know, everyone's looking forward to the big day. You know, our first time in it, so it's a bit now 18 months since.
Very good. Just looking at Ballyhea, Eugene, is the key to beating them possibly stopping Niall Ronan? You know, he scored 12 points against Cloyne in the semi-final. Is it vital that you curb his influence?
Well, I suppose the point is, like, you know, you might, everyone would be saying Neil Ronan because he scored 12 points the last day, like, it could be someone else the next day. So, like, we don't set out to mark anyone like that. Like, we just have our own game plan and we stick to it. And, you know, whoever's on mark or Neil Ronan the next day, just mark Neil Ronan. Like, we'll treat him as a real player, like.
Yeah, and on Sunday, are you expecting a free-flowing game, or do you think it could be? Do you think it'll be a defensive-minded? You're not going defensive-minded. Are you just going playing as much free hurling as you possibly can?
Yeah, as much as we'll be left to, I suppose. You know, you'll be hoping, like, and you'll be hoping for a dry day and the rest of it. You know what I mean? Like, that depends on the weather too. Like, you mightn't get the free-flowing game that you'd like, but you know, you'll have to take that.
Are the players feeling the nerves as the final edges closer? As you mentioned earlier on, it is your first appearance in it.
Yeah, but you know, it is our first appearance in the Hurling final, but none of these fellas have won two intermediate football championships. Mm. So they're used to the kind of the big day, like, so it won't phase them, innit?
Yeah, if he win, you know, you go on a roll in Munster, and that's obviously an unbelievable incentive as well. But not only that, you also become a dual senior club. That's obviously an aim that every club aspires to, and ye are very close to that achievement, aren't you?
Yeah, you know, like, as we're already known away from it, like, but you know, like, that it would be a marvellous achievement, like, but you know, we can't let that take our focus on Sunday. Like, our focus is to win this one. Win the hurling one, so that's our main aim. And Joe, if we're senior and bottom come Sunday evening, that'd be brilliant too.
Yeah, just a final question now, Eugene. Looking back over the Premier Intermediate Championship, do you feel that the standard is going up every year? What way do you see it?
You know, like, this, like, the teams are definitely more, you know, fitter and everything. Like, you know what I mean? Like, the standard is definitely rising. Like, you know, it's probably the hardest competition there to win, like. But at the same time, you don't know. You don't know. Look up senior, see how where you're standing.
It's almost like any team can beat each other on the day as well, isn't it? That's the kind of standards that a lot of teams are quite even.
That's why I say I keep saying it. Like, there's only a fuck up ball between most of the teams. You know, there's only, and on the day, like, anyone could beat anyone. You know, we're just lucky we're in a county final. We're thanking God if we're there, and that's how we can. And that's where we'll be worried for both Sunday.
Rory Horgan there speaking to Newcestown manager Eugene Desmond on the Big Red Bench on Cork's Red FM ahead of the Premier Intermediate Final tomorrow in Páirc Uí Chaoimh. Rory's also got the thoughts of Ballyhea selector Sean Curtin.
Yeah, good. All systems are go. We're looking forward to it. We're a long time waiting for this, so we've had a bit of luck this year, and we're in a final. I suppose to some people it's a surprise, but look, we're there now and we're looking forward to it, so hopefully we can perform on the day and get the job done, you know.
What kind of a threat, looking at Newcestown, will they pose to you, Sean?
Well, we went to see them on their semi-final, their win over Kentuck, and they're a physical team. They have a very high intensity of work rate. But we're used to that, you know. We've played Newcestown 5 or 6 years out of the last 10, I think, and we know exactly what they pose, you know. They're going to be as hungry as Ballyhea. They're all around work great, work very hard for each other, and you know, they'll fight for everything. So we have to match that, you know, and if we do, I think we have a 50-50 chance.
Niall Ronan, he scored 12 points against Cloyne. Will you be hoping maybe for a greater spread of scores throughout your team, or, like, is it just a case of that you don't care as long as the ball's going over the bar?
Well, I suppose in an ideal world you want all your forwards on the ball, you know, but Neil would be the most experienced player we'd have. You know, Neil has been training very hard all year, and you know, I suppose when Neil doesn't have a good game with Ballyhea, he has a lot of critics around the parish, but he's answered them this year. I suppose our top four or five players must produce it on the day, and you know, usually if they do, the rest of the boys will follow suit, you know. So Neil and Penn, Morris and Barry Coleman, they're all very important to the team, you know.
Yeah, what kind of form are the players in now in the lead up to the final? Do you know, are they nervous or are they just embracing it and enjoying it? You know, is there, do you feel that there's tension in the dressing room, or like are they very loose about it? You know, are they calm?
Well, they're a focused bunch of lads, you know. Since the start of the year, I think they left themselves down last year against Kilworth in the championship. They just didn't perform on the day. And you know, a lot of these boys, we've been down intermediate a long time now, and you know, we've had a lot of good coaches down through years, and it hasn't been the coaches' fault, the players really, including, look, it's not just this team, the team before us, we just flopped on the day and things didn't happen. But you know, this year we sat down the start of the year, and we had there was a couple of harsh words spoken, and you know, players needed to get the reality of what we wanted. And look, it could have gone either way. They could have told us where to go, or they could buy into it, and they bought into it, you know. And you know, so the fruits of it are that we're in the final Sunday, you know.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, you're in the final. Obviously there's two carrots really that are at stake. The first one is that obviously if you win, you go on and you go in into Munster, which is a brilliant carrot because you could get in a run there and you never know, you end up in Croke Park. But not only that, is that you go up senior, and that's where every club really wants to be, isn't it?
Well, it is, but I think if around the parish of Ballyhea, if you spoke about senior at the start of the year, people would have laughed at you, you know. There was no talk of that. The way we performed last year against Kilworth, you probably would have said coming in this year that, you know, Ballyhea could be lucky to avoid relegation if they kept that up. But right. We've got a very, very good work rate. You know, we've got a very good manager over us, and Adrian Gilligan does the fitness side of it. He's very good with the boys, and you know, we've just become a family, really, like, and we've stuck at it, and we've you know, really closed our ears to what's happening outside the hurling field, and we've got on with it, and we're looking forward to the weekend. Whether you know, if we win, obviously we're up senior, that's great. But you know, at the moment, it hasn't crossed my mind. If we can win a county, wherever that takes us, it takes us, you know.
That's Ballyhea selector Sean Curtin speaking to the Big Red Bench on Cork's Red FM ahead of taking on Newcestown in the Premier Intermediate Final tomorrow at Porky Creef. That match throws in at 1:45. It's the curtain raiser to the senior final featuring Sarsfields and Glen Rovers. That's a match both matches we'll have reaction to on the Big Red Bench tomorrow from 6, reaction and analysis. But still to come this evening, our big preview of the senior game and the clash of Sarsfields and Glen Rovers. Stay with us on the bench.
Missed the show? Grab the Big Red Bench podcast at redfm.ie. Cork's new Red FM.
It's Lisa Lawler here with you until 7 this evening, flying solo. It's half time in the Ladies Football Championship County Final. St. Val's leading Mourne Abbey 7-5. Still Ireland 7, Gibraltar 0 at the Aviva Stadium in the Euro 2016 qualifier. 72 minutes play there. Robbie Keane has gone off to a hero's clap after his hat-trick in the first half there, inside 18 minutes actually. James McLean has a brace there. Wes Houlihan has added a goal, and the other goal, an own goal from Perez in the between the Gibraltar posts. So keep an eye on that. 73 minutes played. Our competition on the show tonight, a pair of tickets to give away to the Cage Kings Fighting Extravaganza presented by Sion Warriors at Neptune Stadium on November 1st. If you want to get into the draw, keeping it very simple this evening, if you just text Sion Warriors and your name, age and address to 0868 104 106. That event at Neptune Stadium on November 1st, and you can get more information on the Sion Warriors Facebook page if you're wondering what's going on there. Right now though, it's time to preview the big match on the local Gaelic Games hurling calendar in the senior final tomorrow featuring Sarsfields and Glen Rovers. We're going to hear from a number of players from both camps. We'll hear from both sets of management, and Tomás Mulcahy will join us in a little while to talk about this match, the 1989 win for Glen Rovers, as they're honoured tomorrow. And we'll talk to him about Jimmy Barry Murphy staying on as Cork manager and a few other bits. But right now we're going to hear from the respective captains. Glen Rovers led out tomorrow by Graham Calnan. He's been talking to me about his side heading out for a third weekend in a row after their semi-final replay win over Douglas.
Look, I don't think it'll make a big difference on the result on Sunday. I think, look, it's another game. It's only 3 weeks in a row. It won't have a big bearing on the result, I don't think. Look, if we lose, we'll probably use this as an excuse, but if we win, we'll say it's a good thing. So, look, we win, see.
You have to draw on the positives too, exactly, yeah. So you have to take the fact that he had such a hard fight and showed such character, and that's the thing to take from it mostly, I'd say, is it?
Yeah, of course. Look, obviously, being such close games and a bit of tone game as well, obviously, had his moments as well. So, look, we'll take the positive out of that, but at the same time, it's all about next Sunday. You can't be looking back now at this stage.
So, Sarah, your thoughts on them?
Look, they're obviously a very strong team. They've won three out of the last five, I think. So, look, we're going to be up against it, obviously. But hopefully we can upset the bookies again. I think this is the third game in a row we're underdogs, so we'll take our chances.
Have you seen them this year?
I've seen them once or twice, yeah. They seem to they finish games very strong. I've seen them a couple of times, even over the last couple of years. Teams have stayed with them up to the last 10 minutes, but then they've pulled away, I suppose. And I think that's the big thing for us on Sunday, is if we are with them coming to 10 minutes, that we have to drive on, because they will, obviously.
You were very young when the last one, so how much would it mean to you?
Look, obviously it means a lot to me. I mean, I'm 14 or 15 years at this now, at senior level, I suppose. And look, a club like Glen Rovers shouldn't be going 25 years without a victory, and hopefully on Sunday we can end on that. It would mean a lot to me and the club, I suppose.
2010, though, the fact that that was your last final appearance and it was a loss to Sarahs, that should have a big impact on Sunday, because it's close enough for lads to remember it.
Yeah, well, look, we still have a lot of players involved, and I presume they would as well. But look, I think the game on Sunday is a one-off. Obviously, look, we got beaten by them. They also beat us in the semi-final 2 years previous to that, when we were going very well. So look, I won't say we won one, but look, at the end of the day, we just want to win the county, no matter who's in front of us. Look, on Sunday happens to be Sarahs.
That's Glen Rovers captain Graham Calnan. Now, Tygoch Murphy is the man from Sarahs, hoping to lift the cup tomorrow. He starts by talking about the weight of expectation on his side.
You know, when that comes with the territory, I suppose, when you've been lucky enough to get to so many finals over the years, that tag has come now a bit, like, over the last couple of seasons, you know, and it could be tough to play with, like, if you want to look at it like that, but, you know, we just ignore it totally, like, you know, and we just focus on nodding outside the camp, and it's just always all about the players inside and their own performances. That's what we looked and we focused on. So it doesn't really make a difference at this stage, I suppose. You know, if we were favourites, it wouldn't really bother us. If we weren't, it doesn't matter either to us, you know.
As captain, how much does it change your role in your prep for the final?
Definitely not anything in my preparation for the final. I'm looking forward to it, you know. Maybe even that bit more. It's going to be a special day, you know. Whenever you can lead a team like this, a team of players of this quality and people of this quality, you know, out into a county final, it's just an absolute thrill and an honour for me. So in that regard, you know, it's exciting. But once the ball is thrown in, you know, I suppose it'll be as if I was preparing for any other final that I've played, and, you know, just all out kind of go for it, you know.
What sort of a captain would you describe yourself as, though? Are you the sort that's banging hurls off tables and making big, you know, impassioned speeches, or what sort of a captain are you?
Oh, geez, definitely not. No, no, geez, we're lucky enough to have a few characters inside our dressing room, you know. So the fellas who were once the kids of the, I suppose, the class of 2007, we used to call the old minor team. We got 6 or 7 or 8, or geez, even more players out of that. But they've come of age now, you know, and they're the leaders in this dressing room. So my role is very kind of small, to be honest with you. You know, it's just wearing the tag in a way. The younger guys are definitely driving this whole thing on, like, and, you know, it's I suppose I'm first out of the dressing room, and that's basically it, I suppose. Enough for the toss is the role of the captain these days for this team, you know.
And Pat, speaking to Mark for us on Sunday after your semi-final, you know, praise the dedication and commitment that you make. You're a very professional bunch, and, you know, the commitment is second to none, because you've been in county finals for the last number of years.
Yeah, well, that just shows Pat's modesty, you know, showing that on us. But definitely, like, we'd heap it back on him as much, you know. Pat as a player definitely brought a standard to this team that, like, set the tone for the team over the years, back in the 2008, 2009, 10, when he was driving the whole thing here as a player. He set those standards, and since he came in as a manager, he's even tried to raise them even more. So, like, we know the standards now that he sets, you know, so we try and hit him for him, you know, which he's instilled in us.
That's Sarahs captain Tygoch Murphy speaking to me ahead of the Senior Hurling Championship County Final tomorrow. Sarahs and Glen Rovers going head to head at Porky Cueve. Now, both sides have a number of key men, inter-county players that they'll have already played big roles to this point, and Glen Rovers will hope for a big day from forward and All-Star nominee Patrick Horgan.
It's just, you need a bit of luck too along the way, because the Cork Championship is so competitive, like, any team could, you know, go on a run and all that, and it's just lucky this year, you know, we're that team, and, you know, we're making full advantage of it. We're after getting to get into the final, and just hopefully, like, we'll go one more now.
Your thoughts on Sarahs?
They're they're a really good side. Obviously, like, no one needs me to tell them like that, that they're a good side. They're after winning three counties, they're after being in another two, three finals, countless semi-finals. They're obviously the steadiest team over the last 10 years even. And so now we know we're going to be up against a very strong team, and hopefully we can just, you know, if we all just try as hard as we can, hopefully we just come out the right side of it.
Most teams are, and I'm sure you'd be no different, happy to wear the underdog tag into it.
Yeah, like it's something we're used to now. We've been like that since the first day of the championship. Everyone's been favourites against us, but you know, we know that counts for nothing come Sunday, because you know, we'll go onto the pitch and as I say, we try hard, and it's just going to be, you know, battle or whatever, and whoever comes out on top, we'll see. Like, I don't think there's, you know, wouldn't look into the favourites that much, like, you know.
Do you think you've a lot to prove to yourselves, the club, and maybe the wider Cork GAA community as to the quality in this site, because you haven't won in so long?
Yeah, well, I think this team is very good, like the team we have now, and I think till now we're even after proving it, because 2009 we were in the semi-final, 2010 final, and we just went down a bit of a lull since, like, and you know, we Richie's manager, you know, and you know, everything has been so good to them all year, like, since he took over, and you know, it's just like, I think we're showing the quality we have now. Like, we've players all around the pitch that have played at a high level at some stage, like in their playing career, like, so like we know that we're a good side, and we just have to show it now once more.
I won't say, does it mean more to you coming up to a big match with the club, but compared to the county, you know, you've played in big matches with the county, but county final match, like, how does that compare?
Well, I've played in one, that's all I've played in, and it's probably, you know, as a player, like, that loves your club and all that, it's probably the biggest game you can play in outside, like it's there's nothing bigger than it, like, you know, so whatever fellas can take it that they want, but there's no game bigger than it in a fella's playing career, that you get to a county final with your club, and if you win it, I don't know what that feels like, but I can tell you Sunday if we win, like, you know.
And you've mentioned it already, like, the club, the Cork Championship is so strong. The fact that Glen Rovers have waited so long for this title, it would mean an awful lot to you.
Yeah, it would mean everything to everyone up here, and you know, it's been out of the club probably too long, like, for the club that it is. And hopefully we can just, you know, get it back up here just to see what it's like. Because I'd never clue what it's like, to be honest. And you know, just be brilliant for the club to win it, like.
That's Glen Rovers, Patrick Horgan speaking to me ahead of the senior county final. Now, one of his teammates, Sars Kian McCarthy, hit a massive 110 in their semi-final victory over Napiershick. And he's spoken to me about their experience in finals.
I suppose the big thing is just that we have to take it. Like, it's going to be the first one. Like, it's the first one, like, that we were in throws, because that kind of happens, you fellas get complacent. And in fairness, though, like, we haven't been getting too complacent over the years, but there was games like against Douglas now this year we weren't tuned in properly. I suppose the final last year we were kind of flat on our feet, and like, I suppose that's the last thing we want to do now this year, after kind of putting in a few good performances, be complacent for the final, you know.
What was it, 1-10 you scored at the weekend in the semi-final?
Yeah. Look, there's a lot of them freezing. The goal, it was lucky, it was only a sideline cut, and like Fraggy, we kind of giving out now, saying he got a touch of it, like, so I suppose we could give it to Murray, but everyone thinks they got it. Look, you need a bit of luck anyway. It kind of happened in 2010 as well. O'Connor Sully hit a free from our own half back line, and everyone thought I got a touch in it, but I didn't touch at all. It just went straight in again, you know. These things happen, like, you know.
Do you think about that though? Like, would you be worried about having to do the same the next day? You know, the air of expectation that might be on you after that.
Yeah, look, there's always expectation on people, especially when I'm one of the senior kind of players, like, and playing with Cork as well. Fellas are going to look to me to put in a big performance again, which it doesn't bother me at all. Like, I've seemed to be doing it week in, week out anyway, and I just think that, like, it's only another game, and I just worry about getting into the game and getting on the ball and doing the simple things right. And then, like, all of a sudden, then you might have a couple of points with freeze and you're kind of in the game. But, like, if you worry about it too much and try to do the spectacular thing, you'll never do it. I mean, you've got to remember there's 15 fellas there too. It's not just me. And, like, so, like, winning the ball and passing it to another fellow and he gets a score is just as good as getting a score yourself, you know. So you just have to, it's like being just kind of confident of everyone around you and being confident in your own ability instead of trying to do everything yourself, you know, is the important thing.
A player of your experience, you know, preparing for massive matches with Cork, how does it compare then comparing for massive matches with Sarsfields?
Yeah, it's similar. I mean, everyone know, every team has gone first professional now. Like, I mean, the build up is the same. Like, I suppose the only difference is with Cork, like we nearly gone for a weekend, and I kind of nearly prefer it with Sarahs really, because it's a bit, I personally myself I wouldn't be a massive man for warm ups and stretching. I prefer just going on and playing the match, you know, and it kind of suits me better playing with Sarahs because it's kind of quicker, like, and we're in the game draw. Like, I mean, against the Bears, I came from work, like, I only started a new job there in Finbar Galvin's not so long ago, and in fairness, it was going great, but I was rushing from work. I only got to the game a half an hour before throwing, like, and it was grand, you know. So I think, yeah, it's good, like, you know.
You'll keep the head down, so in the lead up to the county final, and, you know, go about your own business and try not talk about the match or thinking about the match too much?
Yeah, but look, everyone's going to be asking you questions. I mean, that's kind of part and parcel, but yeah, look, every day I'll be talking about hurling to someone anyway, you know, so it's not nothing new, like, and I suppose I just go about it like I always go about it, like, and things won't change too much, you know.
That's SARS Cian McCarthy speaking to the Big Red Bench on Cork's Red FM. If you're just tuning our way, we're previewing the Senior County Championship final of Glen Rovers and Sarsfields tomorrow afternoon at Porky Cueve. Now, David, also known as Paddy Cunningham, is a man living with the enemy. He resides on the SARS side of the city. But the Glen Rovers club man has been talking to me about disappointment over recent years and what they've been getting right this year.
Like, I suppose in the last two or three years, we lost some poor games where we felt going into the games we should have won, and maybe within 10 minutes to go in the games we fell away, which you know, it definitely questions your character, and this year to come back in all our games, Killa, we were down to 14 men early, against Bishopstone we lost Hoggy, and again, like, the last two games, you know, when we were 6 points up and then to be 4 points down in the replay, it showed good character and a mod to come back. So I think this year, you know, there's a good belief within the team that we, no matter what the situation is, we can come out with the win.
So if that's a positive to take from the semi-final and the replay, what do you think you need to be acutely aware of going into it to be, you know, make sure you don't let negatives get you?
Yeah, we'll just concentrate on ourselves. You know, if you were to overanalyze SARS, I think you'd get a bit worried, because they've been in six of the last seven finals. They've won it three times. I'd say in the last 6 or 7 years, they've only lost to two or three teams in the country. You know, they have a great record, so you can't get too bogged down about them. They are the most consistent team you will come up against. You know, so they will come with their best game come Sunday. So we just got to concentrate on ourselves and make sure that we bring that work rate and the intensity that we brought in our last few games to Sunday.
And do you think the quick turnaround is one thing that will help in that sense? You know, you don't have too long to think about the fact that you're coming up against such an experienced side, maybe even more so for the younger lads.
Yeah, I suppose just to play week in, week out is always feels better, especially if you're not picking up injuries, which we haven't. You know, it probably brings you along a bit along the road fitness wise, and just there's not much hype anyway. You can see it up around here today. There's no real hype. It's just another game to us. The younger lads, there's a good few younger lads, but there's plenty of experience not to let fellas get carried away as well. So I wouldn't read too much into things like that, really.
That's David Cunningham giving us his thoughts ahead of the senior final tomorrow. Craig Leahy is in the full-back position for Sarsfields this year, and he's spoken to me about his new role.
I'm happy enough now at the moment. You know, it's great when you have, like, it's a great come for me when I've Conor Sullivan on one side of me and William Carron on the other side, two absolutely brilliant hurlers, and always there to kind of sweep up after me if I leave it behind me. But I'm happy enough at the moment. You know, obviously, fellas always feel they can lift it another 15-20%, which I'm confident of trying to do anyway. And like, you look at it the next day, whoever, if there's going to be some lively fours beyond one of the most established intercounty hurlers in Patrick Horgan, we'll have to be on our toes and they'll take stop being like that. But happy enough in there, it's going. You know, we haven't been beaten, and you know, it's great not to concede a goal against the Pierce. You know, they had a few moments where they looked like they were on until William Carney got in a few heroic last minute blocks, but happy enough there now at the moment. As I say, you know, it's always good when you're winning anyway like that, so happy enough to be there. You know, the competition on the team is frightening like that. You know, we've won the minor there last 2 weeks ago after two epic games against Killa, and there's three or four of those lads who are actually on the panel at the moment now. And you know, they're really, really pushing us on, because it's kind of frightening now when you think we won in 2007, and you're like, those lads were like 12 and 11 at that age, and it's frightening now to see the boys coming on. You're kind of looking over your shoulder already, and we're only like, there's a bulk of us only 24 and 25, and it's kind of looking, you're like, Jesus, these fellas are chasing us up. And the great thing about this management team is that, like, if a fella's going well, he'll be given a chance. I know it's one of the cliches that, you know, look, we've 26 fellas, we could play any of them. And I think that is the case here. Like, you know, we had Cormac Dolan there now the last day, who probably isn't that well known around the county, but is, like, consistently one of our best performers to here, because he plays all the league games, plays all the challenge games. Probably hasn't got as much championship get time as he would like in the last few years, but, you know, he came on against Carrick Down and, you know, turned the game for us, won some dirty balls, settled us down, won some frees, and scored three great points on last Sunday. And that's what you need. It keeps fellas taking over like that. And, you know, Michael Costano, hopefully he might be fit enough to play some part, but, you know, it just goes to show that it's great to have fellas to step into the breach when you need it like that. So
they're the thoughts of Craig Leahy, the fullback for Sarsfields, tomorrow ahead of the Senior Hurling Championship County Final against Glen Rovers. We're just in the middle of our preview, so if you're joining us still to come, we'll hear from both managers, and Tomás Mulcahy is going to join us for a word too. But just an update, we've just hit the 90th minute at the Aviva Stadium in the Euro 2016 qualifier, where Ireland are leading Gibraltar 7-0 there now. It's gone pretty flat in the last couple of minutes, completely understandable with the state of the scoreboard. Ireland just on the attack there again now, but Gibraltar defender is just kick that out for a throw. Gone completely flat, but, you know, it makes a change from a flat Ireland performance when things aren't going well on the scoreboard. So it's Germany now on Tuesday that we really have to look forward to, and the real test in this qualifying campaign. The ladies football county final clash of St. Val's and Mourne Abbey. Mourne Abbey contesting are looking for their first senior title, while St. Val's are defending their title. Well, it's Mourne Abbey who are leading 10 points to 9 there at the moment. So into the second half, we should have a full time result before we finish up. But staying with our Senior Hurling Championship final preview, we heard from Patrick Horgan earlier on. Another All-Star nominee lines out for Glen Rovers tomorrow in Stephen McDonnell, and he's talked to me about bringing his intercounty experience back to the club.
You know, you're away for quite a bit with the intercounty scene, that you're not around for the club so much. So, I mean, when you do come back, it's kind of you kind of bring a bit of buzz around it, because just you're new and you have that experience, and there's a lot of younger lads around that would kind of look up to me in a way, and even the senior players as well, because, you know, I do play in the county and I have that experience that, you know, it's good for me to be around, to be able to spread that knowledge that I have. And again, I'm learning from them as well, you know, I'm learning from them and they're learning from me just as much. So it's a new element to the team and experience, and I suppose a bit of belief as well that you can do it, like, you know.
How much do you think it would mean to the club here and the community if you could bring home the cup on Sunday?
I don't think I can put that into words. I really don't. Like, it would mean that much. It would.
Will you enjoy the county final build up, or do you stay away from it?
I don't try and stay away from it, or I don't try and get involved in it. I just be there. I just do whatever I do, do what I need to do. I don't do anything else, then I just go training and get my head right for it. I'm going to enjoy it. I can't wait for it. I can't wait for the game. I can't wait for training tomorrow night. I really can't wait for it.
In terms of the club again versus the county, would you be more nervous coming up to this game as you would be to a big intercounty match?
It's the exact same. It's the exact same. The same butterflies in the stomach. The same, you know, the same nervous tension, you know, it's just the same. It's the exact same, and people kind of would question that, you know, playing an Ireland final, 8,000 people, can't be the exact same, you know, but it is. I just can't explain that either, you know, it's the exact same. I deal with it the exact same way, you know, and I like that. I like the pressure of it.
Well, club is where you start and it's where you finish, and yeah. I suppose that's what makes it so special.
Yeah, look, I was looking over at the pitch a while ago and I was waiting to be interviewed, and I was just thinking of the street leagues and all those different things that we played, you know, and I was kind of. I can draw from that as well, you know. I can draw from that experience. I can draw from all the other lads that they were doing the street leagues as well, you know. It's where we all came from. Like, that's the band that we have, and we need to bring that band and effort and how up, because a lot of lads played in the street leagues and playing senior with the club. Like, you know, to play senior with the club, you have to really work hard and be disciplined and put in the effort. So, you know, looking forward to it.
That's Glen Rovers' Stephen McDonnell, looking forward to tomorrow's county final clash against Sarsfield. Their defender, Sars defender William Carney, has been in great form in the lead into this county final, and I've been talking to him about criticism his side might have received after their first round defeat to Douglas.
Nothing changed after the Douglas loss, which I thought was probably the best thing, because we kept doing what we were doing. Like, I mean, we were going well all year, had a bad day out against Douglas, and like they played well too, and they're obviously a great side. I mean, they played the semi-final last Sunday. So, like, we weren't disheartened by it. We didn't get down. We just went back to training the following Tuesday. No one fell out with each other. There's no arguments. Just kept going as you were going. Like, so, that's like, the only way you can go about these things, I suppose, is keep motoring on. Like,
yeah. How are you feeling about your own hurling this year and at the moment?
Yeah, like, I suppose I kind of played my best game there against the Pearse League the last day, and I suppose it's nice to have a bit of form at this time of the year. I suppose I suppose it gives you a bit of confidence, and I suppose other kind of fellas might feed off, and you'd be trying to encourage other fellas. So, like, I suppose I'm happy enough with how we're going. Like, playing in full back line, can be tough at times, like, because it's kind of maybe tough to express yourself. You're kind of, I suppose, in your head, you're just all of a sudden yourself, no goals, no goals, no goals. So, yeah, I'm happy with how we're going anyway.
Do you think the Cork involvement developed your game, helped bring it on?
Yeah, like, I suppose being brought into the Cork squad after the Munster final, along with Mark Collins, playing with Douglas, like, was a great exposure for me to that level of hurling, and I suppose that intensity of training. And I suppose it's something I've tried to bring back to Sarahs when I've come back with the lads, I suppose. Obviously a great experience for anyone to be involved in any intercounty team, and it has certainly brought me on a bit, I suppose, be that in confidence. Probably the biggest thing has helped me in, like, just, I suppose, being aware that you can compete at that level, and I suppose it gives you that extra bit of drive, like, to kind of lead the way a bit when you come back to your club, like, and kind of try to drive on, I suppose.
William Carney of Sarsfields talking to me there ahead of the Senior Hurling Championship final against Glen Rovers tomorrow afternoon. Now, before we hear from both managers, just an update on the Senior Ladies Football final, the county final meeting of Mourne Abbey and St Val's. They're now level at 10 points apiece, while the Euro 2016 qualifier at the Aviva Stadium has finished in a 7-0 victory for Ireland over Gibraltar, with Wes Houlihan named man of the match. Now, finally, in our Senior Hurling Championship final preview, to hear from the men on the sidelines, Glen Rovers boss is Richie Kelleher. I've been talking to him about the Sarsfields opposition.
I saw him against the Bears, I think, St Finn Bears, and I think that was it. But I'd know a lot of them because I'd seen them down through the years. Look, and like I said, they're not building up, they're a super club, they're a super team. Like, they're the best team in Cork in the last 6 or 7 years, you know. So we know what we're facing. But the good thing about it is that we know what we're facing, you know. So we got to try and focus on ourselves. If we get ourselves right, get a performance, we'll go down and may the best team win.
Is that one of your biggest challenges this week, you know, getting the attitude right with the lads and not give Sarsfields too much respect?
Yeah, definitely. It's just keep fellas focused on what they're doing, not to get caught up in all the razzmatazz and all the bunting and all this. Just keep the players away from that. I know the club has a job to do, the supporters are there to support, but we just got to keep a lid on it from the players' point of view and keep them away from all that, and in fairness they have. And we've spoken to them and had one or two meetings. It's just play it all down and just focus on what we've done for the last 6 or 7 months and follow the same pattern and the same routine, and hopefully it'll work Sunday. Mm.
And the 2010 county final loss to Sarsfields as well, is that in the dialogue at all this week?
It's in the past. It's a different game on Sunday. I'd like to feel that we're better than 2010. We're certainly older. I'd like to think we are better, but again, we won't know till Sunday. And are Sars better? You could say yeah. Again, we won't know till Sunday, but I'm not a guy that looks back. I love my experience, and I always try to look forward and try and get things right for Sunday. Looking back won't help you to do that, so we've got to look at where fellas are now in their heads, in their fitness levels, and use that to pick the right team for Sunday and drive it on to get the best performance out of the lads.
And what do you think you need to do to beat Sarsfields? What would you consider some of their biggest threats?
We just need to get a performance. Like, all year we haven't focused on other teams. You know, we know who they have, what they bring. Like, we will have one or two matchups, we try and get things right. Every team will do that. I'm not going to say that here, obviously, but we got to get things right. Certainly they'll be trying to do things as well, and you just got to get a performance from our guys, you know. And when they go into the field, I keep telling them it's up to them. I can make a few switches, I can shout and roar, but it's up to them at the end of the day. So it's up to them to deliver, not me or the manager to deliver. It's up to the players.
Yeah, they have to take responsibility on Sunday. And is it a big responsibility because it's been so long for the club for county final success?
I would agree with that, yes. But I guess players won't be thinking about that when the ball goes in, because the game takes over. You've got to make switches, the players got to be moving, they're back forth, they're up, they're down. So they're focusing on the ball and their man, what they must do. Like, I don't think they'd be thinking about history or anything like that, because they'd be foolish if they did, because we're going to lose the match now if that's going to be the case.
But after 60 minutes, if you're thinking about a winning feeling, it would mean an awful lot.
that would be brilliant. you know, but look, there's no guarantees in life. It's just a matter of going out and doing the best you can and accept what comes.
That's Glen Rovers boss Richie Kelleher on the prospect of claiming the Seanóg Murphy Cup tomorrow afternoon after the Senior Hurling Championship County Final. Sarah's boss is 2012 winning manager Pat Ryan, and he starts by talking to me about areas where he'll look for improvement.
I suppose, look, all the time you want to be a bit more clinical and take your chances a bit better and just moving the ball faster, small bit, and I suppose maybe a bit more accurately and getting the ball into space a bit more. But look, we're very happy with the effort of the fellas and tackling and chasing and hooking and blocking and the basic side of things, you know. But look, obviously you can work a small bit more on the tactical side of things or the skill areas as such, you know. But look, we're very happy where we are, you know. So look, it's all roll on Sunday week, you know.
I don't doubt for a second that off the back of last year's county final defeat, it won't be hard to focus the lads this year.
No, it wasn't hard to focus them, really, you know. Look, obviously there was a bit of a downtime and we kind of gave them a good bit of time off. We didn't really come back till kind of the end of April as such, or the start of April, sorry. And, you know, I suppose maybe we were behind maybe a bit on fitness, stuff like that, you know. But we worked very hard and the lads worked very hard to get themselves back right. And we think we're coming at the right stage and we think we'll be able to perform at a high level Sunday week, you know.
And a lot to be made of the fact that you've been in so many finals over the last number of years, and you spoke with Mark on Sunday after the semi-final about how, you know, you have that experience and it counts for an awful lot.
It does, yeah. Look, the one thing that we have is we have the knowledge that our fellas can perform in the county final, you know. So and that is key, like, you know. We know our fellas will be able to you know, whoever we're playing, there's maybe a bit of nervousness with those teams, whether they'll be able to play in the final or not, you know. So we know our fellas will be able to deliver and be able to win, and that's a great consolation for us as a management team, knowing that they can go out and do a job, any job that we ask them to do, you know. But on any given day, you have to make sure that you're up for it and you're ready to go, and I think our fellas are at the moment, you know.
Back in as manager now this year after winning in 2012 and, you know, watching from the sidelines for the defeat last year, it gives you a very fresh perspective, I'd imagine.
Oh, it does. Well, I suppose, look, I only retired myself playing hurling in 2011, so I was with the lads for a long time, you know. So I wouldn't say retired, actually. I haven't retired, I said, but I just kind of moved on to different things, and look, it gives you fresh perspective, and I suppose I missed it, and I haven't been involved for 20 odd years with our senior team, you know. It was a big wrench, you know. But I just have work commitments kind of came against me and I couldn't do it, you know, and family commitments and stuff like that, you know. But look, it's great to be back again this year, and obviously look, with Ray, my brother, playing as well, you know, it's a great bonus for us, you know, and a great way to spend time with him as well, and time with all the lads that you'll be friendly with, you know. So, but look, there's a huge commitment required from everyone involved, from management, from even our wives and girlfriends and partners and stuff like that, you know, because there's a lot of things that you miss out on, but it doesn't really make a difference, really, when you're winning counties. You know, they're the sacrifice you're willing to make, you know.
That's SARS manager Pat Ryan speaking to me ahead of the county final on the Big Red Bench, Cork's Red FM. All our interviews available in full on redfm.ie from the Sarsfields and Glen Rovers camp. Each of the interviewees you heard on this evening's show giving their assessment on the entire championship campaign and much, much more. So you can check out those on redfm.ie. I'm out of time, so don't have time to hear from Tomás Mulcahy, but his interview is on our website as well. And he talks there about the match tomorrow, winning in 1989, the last time the Glen won it, and talking about JBM staying on as Cork manager and all the likes. Anyway, our competition winner for the Siam Warriors Neptune show on November 1st, our winner this evening is Denise O'Brien. Congratulations to Denise. We'll have another pair of tickets to give away tomorrow night on the show, as we also hear from Barry O'Connor ahead of him taking part in that event. So join us tomorrow on the bench from 6. Our big focus tomorrow, post-match reaction and analysis after the Premier Intermediate and Senior Hurling Championship finals. We'll hear from race walking world champion Rob Heffernan, Cork's Eamonn O'Sullivan on winning up another award this week, Barry O'Connor, as I said, from Spartan Thai, and extended interviews, as I said, from all of tonight's show on the website redfm.ie. Quick text from Val, who's a Cork City fan, and said she was up at the match last night, really proud of the team, and John Caulfield, a very, very proud Cork City fan. Thanks for your text this evening on the show. I'm back tomorrow evening from 6. Stevie G's up next.
The Big Red Bench, Saturday and Sunday from 6 p.m.